Proclamation number 3320 of 6th of November, 1944. Busy activity for the kingdom of God commanded. To be continuously instructed also gives the obligation to continuously use the knowledge which the human being receives. And therefore he should put spiritual work, work for the kingdom of God, before all other work and not worry about his earthly duties, for God himself reduces these in order to relieve his servants if they are to be active for him. Only the human being himself must not slacken in his zeal. He must always imagine the great spiritual hardship which can only be remedied through active activity on earth and in the beyond, through activity which brings light, so that people will be shown the right path which leads out of darkness into light. The beings of light of the spiritual kingdom are constantly active in order to guide light to earth, yet on earth only a few people open themselves to the rays of light of eternal truth in order to receive them into their hearts and then distribute to their fellow human beings what they themselves possess. Yet these few are called to bring light into the darkness of night. And these few should use all their strength for this task. They should have no qualms about insufficiently fulfilling their earthly task, for they have a task which is far more important, for which not many people make themselves available and which should therefore be given priority over every other activity. Divine love directs their tools such that they can fulfill their task at any time, and thus they should only carry out what they are, so to speak, driven to do from within. They should always and constantly entrust themselves to divine guidance, and their course of life will be regulated in the paths of spiritual work will be opened. For countless souls are in need, believers and unbelievers. For the believers also need comfort and strength, and the supply of pure truth, of the divine word, is also extremely significant for them, because the spiritual darkness in humanity oppresses them, even though they stand in faith. The word of God is strength from above which strengthens the soul, and all people on earth need this strength. And if people cannot receive the divine word directly, if they are unable to hear the divine voice within themselves, the word has to be conveyed to them. And this is the activity of those who are recipients of the divine word, who should constantly receive a precious gift of grace and therefore also constantly distribute it, because this is the purpose of the direct imparting of the divine word to earth. The receiver has to give in order to be able to receive all the more abundantly. He is to convey the word of God to the needy and therefore be diligently active in the work for the kingdom of God. And the blessing will not fail to come, for every industrious laborer in the vineyard of the Lord is worthy of his reward. Earthly, the proclaimer of the divine word will be cared for and protected so that he can work in silence, and spiritually it will help him to progress, for he will be measured out as he himself measures out. The time is pressing and there are only a few workers who are willing to devote themselves to God's kingdom, who can receive his word and thus spread the pure truth amongst people. And they should be constantly active and only ever strive to fulfill God's will first. Amen.